This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. My name is Anne. I've been a volunteer here at Joy for 17 years. Please continue to support Joy. This is our 25th year and we need community support by way of donations and memberships. Support Joy now during Radiothon 2018. Head to our website. Click Donate Now. joy.org.au.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
I'm going to take the conversation to our next guest, which is the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus. Mm. Last Monday night on Q&A, he said that marriage equality is being threatened.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested to understand that, especially from a politician on the other side and a politician who did support marriage equality.
Yes. Yeah.
Good morning, Mark Dreyfus.
Morning, Tess. Morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Yes.
Great to have you on the show. So we did hear you say that marriage equality is threatened. Can you explain what you meant by that?
I was actually saying that there's been a move to delegitimise marriage equality in a number of countries around the world where it has been achieved. And I'm expecting to see something of that push occur here. And we see it from the people that ran the No campaign, but they're still pushing for, I suppose you could say, the rights of bakers, if I could loosely call it that, that they want bakers and other service providers to be free to refuse to serve gay and lesbian couples who are getting married. And
they want the right to discriminate. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
They do. They claim that their religion or religious beliefs should be given some status in Australian law such that they can discriminate against people with whom their religious beliefs clash. And that's not the current state of Australian law. It's something that presumably the Ruddock Inquiry, which has delivered its report to government, but we don't know what it is. It's presumably something the Ruddock Inquiry looked at. And we got there was a little bit of impetus in the debate about this week from a decision of the United States Supreme Court, which has regrettably been misreported in a range of ways.
So this is topical for the Uniting Church, where I'm attending the National Assembly this year because of my work in the welfare part of the Uniting Church. And the Uniting Church will be looking at a motion to allow ordained people to solemnise all forms of marriage, including the legal form of marriage, gay marriage, in Uniting Churches. I'm very hopeful that that motion will get through, but it doesn't get through easily because of the kind of comfort that's given by the no people and those who are still, as you say, looking for all of these subtle ways to kind of discredit and undermine through other institutions or other processes.
Yeah, it's something we've seen in the US, in the UK, in Ireland, since marriage equality has been achieved. And it's an attempt to, through different means, as you say, Bronwyn, delegitimise marriage equality, say that somehow a marriage between a gay or a lesbian couple is lesser than a marriage between people of a different sex. And in particular, they seem to be focusing on this supposed on a religious freedom or a religious right to follow your religious belief and refuse service in relation to a same-sex marriage. Now, I think you can skewer this completely by pointing out that they're not claiming a religious right to refuse service to a divorced person who is getting married, even though some religions don't favour people who've been divorced getting married. They're not saying that they want the right to refuse service to a mixed race couple, even though one can imagine possibly someone belonging to a religion that said that it was against God's law for people of different races to get married.
And so Mark, who are these people? Who are these people? And what are their organisations? Can we identify them? I don't mean names and addresses of individuals, but just broadly speaking,
who are
they?
You mean like the No campaign still active?
Yeah. Who are they?
Yeah, I'd start with the Australian Christian Lobby.
Absolutely.
Or Fred Nile in the New South Wales Upper House, or Lyle Shelton, who was a leading person in the No campaign and is now, as I understand it, planning to run for Parliament. They have a proposition that says that people who believe in particular religions should be free to apply their religious beliefs generally in the community so as to discriminate and refuse to provide goods and services in connection with a same-sex marriage. Now, it's not something I'll be supporting. It's not something that was included in the same-sex marriage law that we passed, and it was a great achievement, on the 7th of December last year.
And what about the Labor Party's position?
The Labor Party's position is that we won't be supporting that kind of increase in the right to discriminate. And indeed, while in government, I'd point to the fact that after very considerable consultation and negotiation, which I and my predecessor Nicola Roxon as Attorney General had conducted, we legislated to remove the exemption that used to apply in the provision of aged care services in Australia.
Yeah. Look, it's
and
interesting.
That was negotiated.
And it's
sorry,
interesting,
Ron.
Mark, is it that... Oh, sorry, you finish. I interrupted you. You
I was just saying that that's an example of Labor's view that unless there's something inherent in the provision of the service, and that's why there's a continuing exemption, and I appreciate this is a matter of debate, but there's a continuing exemption in Australian law for religious schools to discriminate in the hiring of staff. But that particular exemption from discrimination law has been removed from aged care services. And it was done with the agreement of church-run aged care services who said that they agreed that it was no longer appropriate or necessary for there to be a right to discriminate in hiring staff.
Yeah. Well, you could be cynical and say there's a workforce shortage in that space too. So, but
as opposed to education.
But, you know, this also leads on to, you know, like areas like, you know, the new assisted dying legislation here in Victoria and also, of course, abortion legislation where... you know, the provider of services. So already, of course, the Catholic hospitals that are, even those who are fully funded by the state system, have already said that they won't be providing those services. So, you know, it is, this is a vexed area, isn't it? I'm not saying that gay marriage is in the same category, but people do put it in the kind of conscience bucket. You know, I think that it's an area of complexity that we need to keep working on in our community.
Yes, it's something that I heard Father Frank Brennan, say something that I thought was particularly perceptive about this, the vexed questions, as you say, Bronwyn, a couple of years back when I was giving a speech on the platform at the same time as him, and he said in the Q&A session later, it was at the Australian Catholic University as it happens, he said that because we don't have a national framework for human rights or a charter of human rights at the national level in Australia, these vexed questions tend to become simply a political arm wrestle, that's the phrase he used, every time they come up, instead of being able to compare the issue and deal with the issue under the framework of an agreed set of human rights. And I think that debate will come back later this year, whatever the Ruddock report says, because you can't actually single out one right or one set of rights, which are around religion, and pretend that there aren't other competing rights.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you can't do that unless there's actually a framework in some form. There is a Charter of Rights here in Victoria. There's a Charter of Rights in the ACT. Queensland are going to have one soon.
But we do need a national rights, don't we? Charter of Rights.
It's something that I'd hope that a Labor government in office will be able to look at. We've got a commitment in our platform to re-examine what the framework of human rights is in Australia. Mm. And I think it can be seen that now that the Victorian Charter is some 13 years old, the ACT Charter about the same, that in fact they've been useful.
Very useful, in spite of what was said at the time in the debate in Parliament when I was there.
Well, remember, Bob.
I do, absolutely.
You were there as a minister when it was introduced.
Yes, and they said the sky was going to fall in.
They did. All sorts of dire predictions were made, and that has not happened. Instead,
No.
The Charter has been integrated.
Served us very well.
So, Mark, am I hearing that that Labor in government, should there be a change of government at the end of this year, early next year, federally, that you would introduce a national charter?
No, I've said that we will examine, and this is the platform commitment that we've made.
I was hoping to get an announcement out of you.
I could see. He had a look on his face, Mark, like, I'm going to pin him down now. But I heard what you said previously. So
you'll be the first to know that.
I look forward to that. Now, Mark, we've nearly run out of time and we've actually got a really tight program today.
Mm.
Really appreciate your time. Really appreciate the work that you're doing in this space.
And your ongoing thoughtful contribution.
I know that our listeners are also very, very interested as well. Keep up the great work.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.